This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Border crisis.
We are dealing within a broken immigration system.
Brazil battles insurrectionists. Childhood obesity guidelines.
Early and aggressive medical interventions.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. President Biden is in Mexico for a summit that follows a visit to the southern border, where a recent migrant surge has strained resources and has called U.S. policy into question. CBS News White House correspondent Weijia Jiang.
President Biden met with workers at a center for migrant services who told him they need more aid from the federal government.
They need a lot of resources and we're going to get them for them.
Earlier, Republican Governor Greg Abbott welcomed the president to Texas, then criticized him for not coming sooner.
He's 2 years and about $20 billion too late.
At Sacred Heart Catholic Church, hundreds of migrants sought help, like this mother and her five-year-old son from El Salvador. She begged President Biden for an opportunity to work in the U.S.
Back in Washington, the House is set to get down to business this week after the marathon effort to select a speaker. CBS's Nicole Killian is on Capitol Hill.
Today, there could be another potentially divisive vote as House Republicans prepare to vote on a rules package that includes some of the concessions that Speaker McCarthy made to get the job. McCarthy pledged to put more hardline conservatives on key panels, adjust spending levels, and allow a single lawmaker to call a vote to oust the speaker. Some aren't ruling that out, although Speaker McCarthy told me that he is confident he will serve a full 2-year term. Some moderates are considering opposing this rules package because of some of those concessions.
Now to Brazil, where scenes reminiscent of January 6th, 2021 in the U.S. played out yesterday. CBS's Jared Hill says the government labels it an attempted coup.
Thousands of supporters of the country's far-right ex-president, Jair Bolsonaro, stormed the Congress, Supreme Court, and presidential palace in Brasilia. Some of the demonstrators called for military intervention to restore Bolsonaro to power. All three buildings were mostly empty at the time of the hours-long attacks. Security officials have taken back control of the facilities, and hundreds of rioters have been arrested.
President Biden and leaders around the globe have condemned the situation and voiced support for Brazil's president. There's been no comment from Britain's royal family over the allegations from Prince Harry in his new memoir. On 60 Minutes, he told of a physical confrontation he had with his brother, Prince William.
He was coming for my wife. She wasn't there at the time, but through the things that he was saying, I was defending myself, and we moved from one room into the kitchen, and his frustrations were growing and growing and growing. He was shouting at me, I was shouting back at him, and he snapped, and he pushed me to the floor.
Prince Harry also accused his stepmother, Camilla, of leaking private conversations to the media to rehabilitate her own image. On the final day of the NFL's regular season, teams and players showed support for Buffalo Bills safety Damar Hamlin, who watched all the action from his hospital bed. CBS's Jerika Duncan.
Here's Hines on the run back.
From the first play of the Bills matchup against the New England Patriots, it appeared something special was in the air.
This is storybook! An opening kickoff return for Damar Hamlin!
Even before the game started, tailgating fans outside of Buffalo's Highmark Stadium could feel it.
It's just a community coming together, and not only that, every community coming together.
Bills players hoisted flags that read, "Pray for Damar," running onto the field wearing special patches with Hamlin's number 3.
John Brown!
After Bills wide receiver John Brown scored that touchdown, he gave the ball to assistant trainer Denny Kellington, who was first to perform CPR on Hamlin immediately. Quarterback Josh Allen threw for 3 touchdowns, and that stunning opening play marked the team's first kickoff return for a touchdown in 3 years, Allen called the moment spiritual.
And I was going around my team and saying, God's real. Like, you can't draw that one up, write that one up any better.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like, every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Another round of stormy weather is pounding Northern California, with officials warning of a, quote, relentless parade of atmospheric rivers. CBS News meteorologist David Parkinson.
We're likely to see more wind and more rain. And remember, with each successive storm, as you get more saturation in the soil, it's easier and easier for trees to come down.
Power is out to tens of thousands of people. That teacher in Newport News, Virginia, who was critically injured in a classroom shooting last week, is showing signs of improvement. LaWanda Rusk, a grandparent of two students, was there when it happened.
She said, I'm shot, call 911. We only thought it was somewhere on her hand, maybe. She passed out on the floor. After looking further, we noticed that there was another gunshot wound.
Police are investigating how the six-year-old student got access to the gun. CBS's Vicki Barker tells us about new recommendations out this morning designed to tackle childhood obesity. They're from the American Academy of Pediatrics.
Medication for kids as young as 12. Bariatric surgery for 13-year-olds. Gone is the old policy of waiting to see if a kid simply outgrows obesity. The new guidelines call for early and aggressive treatment, including diet and lifestyle interventions, in an attempt to prevent the lifelong health conditions that can accompany excess weight.
The Kremlin says new deliveries of Western weapons to Ukraine will only deepen the suffering of the Ukrainian people and will not change the outcome of the war. The Russian military claims to have carried out deadly missile strikes on troops in eastern Ukraine, but local officials deny there were any casualties. Bernard Kalb was one of the familiar faces and voices here at CBS News in the 1960s and 70s.
In Dallas, the police wanted to tie the president's assassination to a, quote, plot of international communism.
Kalb, who died yesterday at 100, made his mark covering the State Department and international affairs. In the 1980s, Bernard Kalb became a State Department spokesman, and he later resigned to protest a government disinformation campaign against Libya. Adam Rich has died at 54. As a child actor, he played the youngest on TV's Eight is Enough.
That's Merle the Pearl. Merle the Pearl Stockwell. He's the pitcher for the Cyclones.
The cause of his death at his home in L.A. is under investigation, but is not considered to be suspicious.
Looking to instantly upgrade your Mother's Day gift from typical to meaningful? Shop Etsy. Get up to 30% off well-crafted and personalized gifts from participating shops until May 12th. This year, embrace your creative side. You know, the side your mom gave you. And shop Etsy for custom jewelry, style pieces, home decor, and extra special items she'll adore. Need something original and affordable for Mother's Day? Etsy has it. Shop until May 12th for up to 30% off gifts for mom. Terms apply.
Some flyers have done a double take when seeing the attendance on their trip.
While on a United Airlines flight from Fort Lauderdale to Houston, this reporter suddenly saw double, identical twin flight attendants.
It makes it so much more fun going to work. I mean, I love my job, but then I had the greatest sidekick in the world.
Brenda Key works the aisle with twin sister Glenda.
The passengers, it just creates a bond. We talk about twins. They love to tell us their stories. They love to show us pictures.
A unique partnership.
We spend so much time together, we think nothing of it.
Stephen Kaufman, CBS News.
There was nearly a snake on a plane last month. The TSA has just released images of a 4-foot boa constrictor found in the luggage of a woman's carry-on in Tampa by a security scanner. The woman claimed the creature was her emotional support pet. That's the World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Survivor's back, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast, and we have a twist, a new co-host, the winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares.
Hi!
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcast.
The chilling new original docuseries on Paramount Plus.
Why did he kill his family? The answer lies across the ocean in a woman named Sylvie.
She's a can model.
Where desire leads to deception.
I ended up spending $12,000 and $15,000 a day.
It was addictive.
I can't get you out.
And obsession leads to murder.
Who did this to your family?
You can't really maintain a fantasy forever.
Control Alt Desire. Now streaming on Paramount Plus.